Hey, good morning. And welcome to the Scoreboard with Hugh Burrell on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. It is a big day. Johnny Cash would have been 88 years old today. The man in black, one of the most influential artists in music history, died in 2003, but not before he had his music covered by many, among them Nine Inch Nails, Depeche Mode, Sting, just to name a few. Now, for those of you too young to appreciate Johnny Cash, first of all, shame on you. Secondly, he was basically Bieber and Drake rolled into one, except about 100 times cooler. All right, bring it on. Big, big, big show today. The Leafs were looking for a bounce back in Tampa.
What a pretty move from in tight his feet.
But the win came at a price.
No question, it's a big loss.
Panthers keep pace.
Mike Hoffman, one-timer, and it's a 2-1 game.
Raptors and Bucks with an Eastern Conference Final preview.
ABC for Giannis from the left corner.
Zion versus LeBron.
And LeBron caught it and jammed it.
Did LeBron go to Kobe Bryant's memorial?
I respect your question.
Clayton Kershaw got hosed in the 2017 World Series.
That game was not played on a level playing field.
NFL players get a vote on the new deal.
This is a very difficult time for players.
And everybody loves Alfonso. All that and so much more coming up in the February 26th edition of The Scoreboard with Hugh Burrell. They were looking for a bounce-back game after a terrible effort on Saturday night. An embarrassing performance by a superior team against an inferior team that had fans asking tough questions about their heroes. How would they respond in a game against top-tier competition? I'm speaking, of course, of the Tampa Bay Lightning, who were dismantled 7-3 by the Arizona Coyotes on Saturday night. Who'd you think I was talking about? The Leafs? Oh, yeah. They were embarrassed, too, by emergency backup goalie David Ayers in that loss to Carolina. All right, so two teams looking for a bounce back last night. Let's see who bounced the highest.
Hedman holds it in, and he finds Stamkos, makes a move, the shot, they score! Nikita Kucherov rifles it home, game-opening goal, midway, first through the first period.
Kucherov's 30th of the season. He extends his consecutive game point streak to 17, 1-0 Bolts. But the Leafs respond just 3 minutes later.
Gauthier frees it up, and the Leafs are able to skate it out. Brought to center ice and shot in by Liljegren. Round on the far side. Spezza can't get to it. Now he does, getting it in front of the net. It was just out of the reach. And then a shot scores from the point. Muzzin letting the drive go, and it may be Gauthier who is standing in front of the net that gets a little piece of it. But the game is tied at one.
That was all Muzzin, Joe. His sixth of the season ties it up, but Jake Muzzin would later leave this game after taking a shot to his right hand in the second period, did not come out to play the third. 4 minutes later, Leafs strike on the power play, which has been kind of powerless lately, just 10% in their last eight games.
Marner on the near side, down low into the corner now for Nylander. Back to Marner. Half boards back to the blue line, middle of the ice. Barry over on the right side for Matthews to Barry. A shot scores! From the point, John Tavares standing in front of the goal. Tyson Barry's point shot, though, and the Leafs have a 2-1 lead.
As the captain's 25th of the season, his 7th with the man advantage, 2-1 Leafs after one period of play. Midway through the second, the Bolts tied up.
Into the corner now for Maroon, and it comes free, and the Leafs are going to get there and get it up on the wing, but it is cut off. Quickly off the bench was Gourde. Yanni Gourde back to the blue line, fed over on the far side, and a bouncing shot scores! Stick on it, but it took a funny bounce in front of the net and manages to bounce right into the goal.
What a maroon. Sorry. Anyway, it's tied 2-2, but less than a minute later.
Shot from the point, kicked away by Vasilevskiy. Nylander trying to keep it in. Now in front of the net, a backhand scores! Tavares! Johnny Toronto coming off the far boards. Got in front of the net and looking more like David Keon than John Tavares with a great backhand. Finds the back of the goal and the Leafs very quickly respond to the tying goal by taking the lead back.
Dave Keon was a star for the Maple Leafs during the late 60s and early 1970s. He won four Stanley Cups with the Leafs. He was very, very good. 3-2 Toronto. And then 2 minutes after that, again on the power play, the Leafs score a beauty courtesy Wild Bill Nylander.
Marner with it again, back of the net. Nylander bunting it along, gets it returned. Back of the net now to Marner. Marner saucers it back to the blue line to Barry. Barry to Marner on the far half boards, looking for a man in front, down low. Nylander scores! What a pretty move from in tight his feet to drag it back out and then lift it over the pad of Vasilevskiy. And the Maple Leafs power play makes it 4-2.
My goodness, what a goal that was. Matthew Tkachuk would have been proud of that one. So would Davey Keon, for that matter. 4-2 Leafs. Yanni Gourde would score midway through the third period to cut the gap to 4-3, setting up a furious finish.
To the point, Sergachev played it on. Kucherov gets the pass, throwing it front, it's blocked, side of the net, back of the goal, they roll it around, the Leafs hold on to win it.
Yeah, Leafs hang on for the 4-3 win, a terrific effort. Freddie Anderson stopping 26 shots for the victory. Post-game, Coach Sheldon Keefe was very happy with many aspects of his team's game.
Just a lot of really good things. And then the third period, we just have to, you know that they're going to have a really strong push. And we just, it's important for us to not crack. And they get the one, and we just stayed with it. We were shorthanded on the back end, and those guys battled really hard. So a lot of really positive things for us, and it's a good feeling post-game.
Hey, Coach, what about Nylander's between-the-legs goal? That was pretty cool, huh?
That's a big-time goal, big-time finish. He's got those hands in around the net. It was nice to see that finish. But more important than that, I thought especially through the second period, there were some terrific examples. Tavares' goal, the 3-2 goal there, Willie just really works and wins a battle for us. And I just thought he really worked in this game today and won a lot of loose pucks for us. So it was great and well-deserved for him to get the game ball.
Captain was asked about the injury to Jake Muzzin and how that could affect the team moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a key player for us. He's been playing great. No question, it's a big loss. But at the same time, you know, we can't hang our heads and think, why us? I think as a group, collectively, we got to all continue to step up and fill that void and continue to play better. When guys get more opportunity, that's their chance to take advantage of it, relish it, and thrive with it.
We'll get an update on Muzzin's condition later today. The Leafs visit the Panthers tomorrow night. More hockey in just a bit, but first, well, we got to talk about an absolutely huge game in the NBA. The Eastern Conference's powerhouses clashing in Toronto as the Raptors hosted the NBA best Milwaukee Bucks. You know, the last time the Bucks played in Toronto was Game 6 of the Eastern Conference Final last year. We all remember how that went.
For the first time in Toronto Raptors' 24-year history, they will be headed to the NBA Final.
Yeah, so the Bucks came in last night with some revenge on their minds. And courtside, Raptors ambassador Drake was reminding Milwaukee players that they were playing the champions.
This ain't the Wizards, baby!
First half, it looked like the Raptors were going to beat the Bucks again.
Triple, missing. What a putback jam in traffic! Chris Boucher split between Giannis and Pat Connaughton and threw down a nasty two-hand cram. Now the Raptors get the turnover from the driving Bucks down the floor. Lowry, Iceman, doing it again. Yes, sir. Matt Thomas. OG got a step on DiVincenzo. Gets into the lane. Finishes strong. That was man on boy.
Yeah.
As OG gets the end one opportunity.
Raptors would lead 51-39 with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. But the Bucks went on an 11-1 run to cut the Raptors' lead to 52-50 at the half. Second half. Time to fear the deer.
Here comes Giannis with the Bucks up two. Back door, Middleton, right hand reverse, up and good. Beat Lowry to the rim.
64-60. Bucks lead by four. Middleton up to 12. Chris over to Bledsoe. Bledsoe driving. Giannis, corner three. Up, got it! ABC for Giannis from the left corner. 104-94. The MVP with the biggest shot of the night.
Bucks come back to win at 108-97, snapping off the Raptors' nine-game home winning streak. Giannis finishing up with 19 points and 19 rebounds. He was asked about Drake's courtside chirping.
That's good. He cares about me. I really don't. So I'm just here to win games and help my team win. That's all.
Raptors attempted a franchise record 52 three-pointers. They made only 18 of them.
I mean, look at the shooting percentages. It wasn't too good either way, right? It was a pretty good defensive game both ways. I was, pretty happy. I thought we were amazing for about 22 minutes.
Raptors get a chance to start a new home winning streak Friday night when the Hornets come to town.
Let's do that hockey.
Back to hockey. Leafs are at the Panthers tomorrow. Last night, the Sunshine State Kitty Cats were wrapping up a five-game Western road swing in Arizona.
Markov here on the faceoff, and the Florida Panthers win control. Into the corner, and now to the Florida goal! And there it is. Mike Hoffman, one-timer, and it's a 2-1 game.
2-1 Florida, the final. So your playoff picture looks like this. The Leafs are third in the Atlantic with 74 points. The Panthers have 72 points, but they have a game in hand, which makes tomorrow's game in Sunrise very, very interesting. The Bruins lead the Atlantic Division by 5 points over the Lightning. They were looking to stretch that lead at home to Calgary. Nope.
They're on the power play. Kachuk with a shot tip. Monahan scores! Sean Monahan strikes for the second time in this second period, and a power play goal makes it 3-1 Flames.
Monahan, two goals last night, 5-2 Flames the final. The Canucks were in Montreal. Fans paid for 60 minutes of hockey, but they got 61 minutes and 35 seconds.
Horvat carries back to the top of the point, drops it to Toffoli down the left wing, into the slot for Horvat, back to Toffoli, shoots and scores! Tyler Toffoli, the overtime winner! As he fires it past Carey Price down the left wing, and the Canucks start the road trip with an important 2 points.
Toffoli's 21st, his third in three games since being traded to Vancouver from L.A. Ilya Kovalchuk said he and Alex Ovechkin have been talking about playing on the same NHL team since they were teenagers. Well, last night it was the premiere of the Ovi and Kovi show in Washington against the Jets.
Kuznetsov working the goal line now. Twister pass in the front. Score! Alex Ovechkin, 7-1.
This game went to a shootout, and guess who scored the winner?
Ovechkin comes left, through the circle, down the middle, backhand, he scores! Brossois is just getting victimized. Ovechkin makes it look easy on the backhand.
That held up as the winning goal, Ovi's 12th shootout winner. 4-3 caps the final. Kovalchuk held off the score sheet. He was a minus two. Oilers and Ducks from Anaheim. Connor McDavid, 3 assists in this one, but they really could have used a goal from him in overtime.
Gets on, fakes it, shot pass, gets it back from Milano. Milano in front, scores! Henrik fires it off his stick. And the Ducks have won in overtime.
4-3, Anaheim the final. Sonny Milano, 2 goals in his Ducks debut after being traded from the Blue Jackets at the deadline. Senators were playing the Predators. Hey, that rhymes.
Able to get it back to Ellis. One-timer coming. Yarncroft rebound. Right there, they score! Nashville leads for the first time tonight.
3-2, Nashville, the final. The Preds, Jets, and Coyotes all with 70 points tied for the final wild card in the West. The Sharks were in Philadelphia, and before the game, Sharks veteran Joe Thornton was asked about not being dealt to a contender at the trade deadline.
You know, I was willing to go somewhere and, try to win, my first Stanley Cup. And, I've been dreaming about that for, ever since I can remember, and it just didn't come to fruition for whatever reason. So, I wanted to get something back for the Sharks, obviously, to help them, continue this process of young guys, and, it just didn't work out.
So Jumbo Joe will once again go another season without winning the Cup, and as if that wasn't bad enough, his team lost its fifth straight.
Hayes gets to Konecny. Konecny back out. Lawton didn't get much on that shot. Goes to Hayes. He scores! It tripled across the line and in! And the Flyers now lead 4-1. They'll take it!
At 4-2, Flyers the final. Big day for David Ayers, that emergency backup goalie who helped the Hurricanes beat the Leafs on Saturday night, was a guest of the Canes for their game against Dallas last night. Earlier in the day, he was made an honorary Carolinian.
Now, therefore, Mary Ann Baldwin, mayor of Raleigh, North Carolina, do hereby proclaim February 25th, 2020, in the city of Raleigh as David Ayers Day.
Well, that's pretty cool. After that, Ayers got to sound the storm warning siren. And then he was probably wondering if he was going to be asked to strap on the pads again.
A steal, a chance, and a goal! Tyler Seguin! It's a second opportunity. 51 seconds in, he was unmarked in front of Nedeljkovic. And Dallas breaks the ice early.
Yeah, 4-1, Dallas the final. Elsewhere last night, Rangers beat the Islanders 4-3 in overtime. The Blues outscored the Blackhawks 6-5. Minnesota got past Columbus 5-4. And the Devils beat the Red Wings 4-1.
Who cares?
Come on now. People in Detroit and New Jersey care.
Who cares?
Nah, you're right. They probably don't. Coming up, the rest of the basketball story. A Jays fireballer prospect took the mound against the Yankees. Clayton Kershaw got robbed in 2017. The NFL CBA goes to a vote. Wilder Fury rematch. And lots of love for a Canadian kid. Let's get to some more of the basketball story from last night. The Lakers were hosting Zion Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans pregame. LeBron James was asked if he attended the memorial for Kobe Bryant, a yes or no question.
Like I said, man, it's just I respect your question for sure. But it's very emotional day, very tough day for myself, for my family, for everyone involved.
All right, then. LeBron then went out and had arguably the best game of his season.
Caruso into the front court. Hikes it to LeBron, who dunks it. That was a hike. One-handed Caruso between his legs. And LeBron caught it and jammed it.
LeBron now guarded one-on-one by Drew Holiday. LeBron backing him in. Got around him. Slam dunk. Boy, I'm surprised Alvin Gentry's trying to guard LeBron with his smallest player. Aren't you?
Yeah.
Season high 40 points for LeBron, 118-109 Lakers the final, LA's sixth straight victory. Zion Williamson with an impressive 29 points in the loss. Boston was in Portland, JT was lighting it up.
Tatum against Carmelo, lines him up, steps to his left, three in the air, got it! Eighth of the night for Jason Tatum, a career high, and the Celtics take a huge step towards their 40th win of the year. 36 for Jason Tatum without a single free throw.
Ooh, and Carmelo just looked at it like, I remember when I used to do that.
It wasn't too long ago. 118-106 Boston, Tatum with 36, 8 of 12 from behind the arc. The Blue Jays beat the Phillies 13-6 in one split squad game yesterday. Thought I'd get through it clean, but no. That's cool, but the most impressive performance of the day came in a 4-1 loss to the Yankees. Hard-throwing prospect Nate Pearson was making his first spring training start. This is what he did in the first inning.
The 1-2, inside corner, strike three called. First strikeout of the spring for Nate Pearson. The 1-2, swing and a miss. A fastball at the hands. He's blown away by Pearson. Back-to-back strikeouts. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss and a curveball. Down goes Talkman and Nate Pearson. All eyes on you. You've just blown away the side by striking out three Yankees.
Yeah, Pearson strikes out the side in his one inning of work. That's not bad at all. Jays take on the Tigers today. Meantime, back at the Astros cheating scandal, here's more fuel for the fire that they were indeed cheating during the 2017 World Series against the Dodgers. Game 5, they scored 6 runs on LA ace Clayton Kershaw in 4 2/3 innings. Sports Illustrated's Tom Verducci thinks he knows why.
Now looking back with the knowledge we have that, in fact, the Astros were using a sign-stealing scheme in the postseason. And it's interesting, when I went back and looked at this game, and again, you're looking at it in hindsight with more knowledge we have now than we had then. Kershaw threw 51 sliders and curveballs that day and got zero swings and misses on them.
Wow. NFL player reps will now present the new CBA proposal to the entire membership. Former player-turned-analyst Jeff Saturday says while many high-profile players have voiced their opinion against it, the rank and file might go for it.
This is a very difficult time for players, for unity, making sure guys stay together, for leadership. I think at the end of the day, this is about educating each guy as well as you can and allowing him to vote his heart and what matters most to him. We know the names of the guys who were tweeting about it, right? But there's 1,700 guys in the league. The guys that you don't know and don't know their name and don't have the Twitter following, those guys might be all in on the deal.
The new deal calls for a 17-game schedule, fewer preseason games, and more revenue for players. A simple majority of player votes would get this passed. Yesterday, tennis action. First round of the Mexican Open. Felix Auger-Aliassime beat Alex Bolt 6-3, 7-6 to move on. On the station today, leadoff with Ziggy and Scotty Mack. Sportsnet's Brian Burke at 8 o'clock. On Good Show, former NBAer turned broadcaster Randy Foy at 11. And on Writer's Block this afternoon, voice of the Blue Jays on Sportsnet, Buck Martinez joins at 3 o'clock. We all know about how Bianca Andreescu turned the sports world on its head last year. Well, there's another 19-year-old Canadian tearing it up out there. Alphonso Davies is a standout for Bayern Munich. They beat Chelsea 3-0 in Champions League play yesterday. The young Canuck front and center.
Right, this fella, who's away again, Alphonso Davies. Lewandowski to tap it in. It's 3-0. And the reliable goal scorer, one of the most prolific that the Champions League has ever seen, goes to the teenager who's storming through his career from Canada to Germany, and here in London he's putting on a show again. Alphonso Davies.
Very scary. Some are calling him already a top five left back in the entire world. Hey, thanks for listening to The Scoreboard with Hugh Burrell. If you missed any part or you want to listen in on your way into work, just download us anywhere you find your favorite podcast.